is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Again, sir, please.
I mean, enough's enough.
That's offensive.
You bought a 3-episode pass. You're going to do that the whole time?
Please.
It's unbelievable.
Can we get him out?
We can't get him out.
The
pass is ironclad?
Yeah, it's ironclad. The 3-day pass, a 3-up pass.
Trey's made these passes.
Yeah, it's on her.
Hi, I'm Brandon. I love When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Panda. I like When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Dan. I despise When Calls the Heart. And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Hot diggity dog.
Oh, hey, crew. Hey, crew at home. How are you?
What up, crew at home?
Hey, crew at home. What's up?
What's cracking? Crew at home.
How are you? What's going on in your life today, huh? How was your weekend? Why don't you tell us that?
We got live emails coming in right now. Go ahead, Bran.
This one is from Lenny Shakes. It comes in like as it's being delivered.
Yeah, no, I like it.
We got it coming in on Morse code.
Lenny Shakes at milkshakes.com.
Interesting.
Huh.
Hey, guys. Listening back to season one just for some fun. And I found it interesting how you didn't have fans in the stands then.
Mm-hmm.
What made you change your mind? Hope you guys have a good one. P.S. You suck.
It's wow. Lenny, wow. Thank you. It's a pure money grab for us, Lenny. We're in it for the money, and having people in the stands gives us some
those
revenue.
3-day passes
oh,
cost.
Man. What is it, like $1,200?
Yeah. Something like that.
12 undo. Yeah. Because it's all COVID safe. You got to prove your vaccination. It's the whole thing.
Have you heard about Lenny's milkshakes? Lenny Shakes milkshakes?
Dude, yeah. I have heard about these shakes. They have this unbelievable just appeal.
They do. They do have it is truly amazing. And I went to I was told to go to his yard, like blah blah blah. And it was like this whole thing. And I went up to him right afterwards. And you guys know me, I wouldn't lie about this. I was dead set on getting the recipe for the milkshake because it made so much sense.
And he wouldn't give you the recipe because I've asked him this.
He wouldn't. But he did say one thing, and you know what? This is partly why we brought in the crowd.
Yeah.
Because he said he would have to charge.
And dang right. And we had to get the money somehow to learn how to make Lenny's milkshakes.
Yep. They are significantly better than yours. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
And I've had yours. They're not bad.
They're not bad at all. No. Nothing to snub your nose at.
I mean, he is so confident about his milkshakes, he bought the domain name milkshakes.com.
Wow.
It's incredible that it was still available.
No, he bought it.
The domain name is what you said.
He bought it for a pretty penny.
How much?
I can't get it. Yeah.
I mean, he
$90,000.
Wow.
Now, clearly, he has the money, though, because...
Of course, people are charging. He's charging...
I mean, but he also... I mean, he bought the 3-day, 3-episode pass.
No.
We gave it to him?
No, Lenny is emailing in.
He emailed in.
He's not in.
He emailed in asking about why we are.
If you could try to keep up with us as best you could.
He emailed in.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Live emails. We got any more live emails?
Lenny just brought in one more, and he said, Panda, no problem, man. I will take one of those free boys since you offered me one. Have a good one, PSU.
Oh.
You're just giving away our money now.
Guys, I'm sorry.
The guy that has the best milkshakes, you're giving him more money now.
But isn't that just the rich get richer, Dan?
They sure do. Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying this episode. If you're not, let us know.
Milkshakes are a trickle-down economics game.
You guys ready to talk about this? It's When Calls the Heart, Season 4, Episode 3. Guess the title.
Hearts Ablaze.
Heart of a Hero.
Okay, guys, just think about what the episode was about.
Well, yeah, but there was fire. Hearts Ablaze.
There was a fire late in the episode. Do you have that in the synopsis? If you don't, we've got problems. The guy built the shack. It burned down. They think it's Jed. Come on, man.
No, it's not in there, but.
Hearts
Ablaze?
Wow. No, it's not Hearts Ablaze.
Heart of a Hero. Heart of a Champion.
You keep doing that. It is Heart of Truth.
Heart of Truth.
Yes. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. That one actually checks out.
Yeah.
Sure.
February 26, 2017 is when it originally
2017.
Aired. Your guy?
Hello. No, not your guy.
Who are you?
Benny.
Benny, what are you doing here?
And I'm here to announce that it's 2017.
It is not. It is
well,
not.
It's one of the passes we sell. You can announce the year.
I'm Benny, the year guy for the day.
Benny, how much did that? You sound surprisingly similar.
I signed up for 2017.
You sound
for life.
How much did that cost?
$100,000.
You spent $100,000 to whenever we say the year 2017, you get to go 2017.
I put it on layaway.
You know.
I'm paying by the month.
How much is that a month?
I got a mortgage, a double mortgage. You I mortgaged my house again to pay for 2017. Worth it.
Did 2017 matter to you?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
I get to do it for the bit.
Yeah, I understand, but why was it so?
I'm forever a part of a DTH bit.
Yes.
Benny's living large.
Yeah, but Benny, why was 2017 so
important?
My kids
got to go to public school now.
Yeah, but Benny, why was 2017 so important to you that you picked that year of all the years to throw down 100 smackers?
It 100, seemed like smackers. A good year. Princess Diana's last on the earth. Benny, that is not true at all.
No.
Oh, no.
Benny, do you want your money back? You
are, I do not.
You were under the impression that Princess Diana's last years on Earth were in 2017?
I may have received some bad information.
How did that come up? Who gave you that information?
I don't want to talk about it.
I want to love something like this. In the cafe, Abigail receives a bouquet of daisies, her favorite flower. Who's it from? I don't know. She believes it was sent from Frank. Frank's like, no, it wasn't sent by me. We don't know who did it. Maybe we'll find out later. Who knows? Lee got a contract with the railroad, so Lee has to go to Union City, which makes Rosemary sad. What kind of trouble is she going to get into? Elizabeth reads to the school children at school, and she says, good news, everybody. Robert is going to be the class monitor. He's going to tell everybody.
For him.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think the election was stolen.
Yeah.
But that's just me. Opal was
bringing in just dump trucks of ballots.
There continues to be an argument over where the railroad will go. There's this guy who is very, very emphatic. You will not put the railroad in my yard. We'll see what happens. At recess, it's time for the children to go inside. It's Robert's job to wrangle the children as class monitor. However, Opal is protesting her loss and is going to stay outside with her teddy bear. And so Robert goes, oh my gosh, it's a bear. And that causes her to run inside. But here's the thing, fellas. There was no bear. But all the kids quickly find out there's a bear outside. There's a bear outside. Robert is, you know, shocked to hear that people actually bought this. Doesn't know what to do. Bill and Jack figure out Robert's a liar. There's no bear. What are they going to do about it? Rosemary's feeling lonely since Lee is gone. And so she starts to work at the cafe where she's going to learn some stuff that she can write about for her her gossip journal. Not gossip.
It's journal. That's neither of those are right.
It's a
newspaper article, like a question and answer thing.
Yes, opinions.
Yeah. It's an editorial.
Editorial. Elizabeth gives the kids some homework, which is to write 3 paragraphs on truth and honesty. Looking at you, Robert.
Robert.
She calls Robert after class and says, hey, let's talk. But then Opal's parents come in and it's like, Robert, you done good, kid. Here's a dollar. And he's like, well, this is great news. Thank you. And he can't find it in him to tell the truth, just like with the ballots. Gowan advises Abigail against the town voting on whether or not the railroad track should lay through that guy's yard. They're going to vote on it as a town. Gowan says it's a bad idea. Once you empower the people, things get messy. And she's like, you know what? We're going to take it to vote. Robert tells Cody the truth because Cody's a trustworthy guy. He's not sure what they're going to do about this situation. So Robert comes up with a humdinger of an idea, which is to run away. He talks to Bill, and Bill shares his fun story about his childhood where he lied once. Rosemary is happy to see that Lee is back. Lee seems tired. Robert confesses to Elizabeth and Jack about what happened. They are like, whoa, this is crazy. They act like they didn't know, but we all know that they knew. And then as he goes bye-bye and Jack hands Elizabeth a published copy of her stories, complete with his own illustrations. My gosh. They kiss. Rosemary is then surprised when Lee plans a nice little dinner time in their garden. There's music playing. It's a whole thing. So sweet. Jack tells Elizabeth about the offered a position to be some leader in the Northern Territory. I don't know. You guys missed that part?
No, I got it.
The Northern Territory. He said, no, I'm not going to the Northern Territory.
He's like squad leader.
Squad leader.
It's not that, but yeah.
That's exactly right. So it's time for the town vote. Who are we gonna railroad this guy's backyard? What are we gonna do here? And everybody votes, and it ends with a tie, if you can believe it or not. And as mayor, Abigail gets a chance to break the tie. And Gowan's just back there being like, see, I knew this would happen. This is bad, but bad ideas. And she votes against the railroad's proposal to go into that guy's backyard. She says, I think that they're bluffing. The guy who she thinks is bluffing walks out, so I guess we'll see about that. And that, my friends, was
When Calls the Heart, Heart of the Truth.
We did it, everybody. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark. Man, I love trials.
Do you really?
I love going through hard times. I love watching courtroom cases. I love trials of all kinds.
Of all kinds. What about tribulations?
It's fine. Okay. Overall. Is there anything you can do for me? My love of trials?
Can I suggest Philo TV?
What do you mean? How is that a trial?
It's got trials on it.
Like courtroom cases?
It's got 60-plus channels.
Okay.
All the channels you could need. I'm sure there's trials on there all over the place.
Okay, that sounds good. Any other trials you can offer me?
A free one.
What does that mean?
That means you can get all those channels on Philo to watch the trials for free.
Are there trials on Philo?
Sure.
Okay.
You're telling me there's not a single trial on Philo?
There's got to be. With that amount of channels?
Yeah.
There's got to be.
Come on. An unlimited DVR, you can record them and watch them on in for a year.
So you're saying free trial?
A free month of Philo.
A month trial?
Philo.tv/deckthehallmark. Get yourself a free month.
Wow.
I'd do it now.
If you're like me and you love free trials or trials of any kind, go to philo.tv/deckthehallmark to get your trial on. What?
So you started off with I love trials.
Yeah.
And wanted somebody to help reel you in.
Yes. Man. You guys aren't helping me these
sometimes
days.
Sometimes it's like we're doing all the work.
What do you mean?
I didn't even say anything and I did more work for that.
Guys, I did 2 weeks of TV's frying bits. 2 weeks. No one helped
No,
me.
You did oh, a time travel a ton. Bit last week.
I helped you a ton with the TV frying.
When are you going to help, Panda?
Yeah.
Okay.
Never helps on the ads. It's unbelievable.
You know what? Tomorrow's Philo ad, you're on your own.
On your own. The whole thing.
I'm done with this.
It's ridiculous. All Pull right. your own weight around here.
All right. Fair enough.
Benny is embarrassed.
Benny's embarrassed.
He missed Princess Diana's death by 20 years. I'm a little worried about it.
But that happens.
How does he think she died?
He is...
It's tough times for Benny. Hey, let's dive into this episode of television. We got 4 segments to do that. We're going to start with a hot take. We're going to share exactly how we felt about this episode of television. I'm going to start with my good friend Panda. Panda, what do you think?
Sometimes I play games in my mind while watching When mm-hmm. Calls the Heart. And so this week I decided to see how long I could stare at the screen without blinking. And I made it 5 seconds before the power of just wanting to just shut off what I was seeing came on. Guys, I don't understand what I think at this point. There's like a board they have where they spin the wheel and they see who can we pair up this week to have a conversation that moves the plot.
Well, they don't have all the characters on there, so that's exactly what they're doing.
Exactly. So, nothing happened. We came to the point where we were last week, which was railroads coming.
Jed don't want you to take his land. Railroad, get out of here.
We had a completely pointless arc with a child who lied about seeing a bear.
And that took up most of the episode.
And that was the majority of the time was spent on that. Yeah, it's this one was a real snoozer panda. And two stars would not
watch again. Out of how many stars? Out of five? You give it two?
No, out of 10.
Out of 10, you give it two?
Give it two.
Surprised either
two
way.
Two is a
huh?
big number either way. I got
to
be honest.
I'm just trying to be nice, guys, okay. At this point. Thank you. It's the only thing I have left.
I'm going to keep giving options until one of them hits. What if we did the Murder, She Picks series? You know, they came back with the Swansons.
We're begging people to let us stop this. And every time we do this, more people comment and email and say, please hang on. We love these episodes.
I'm glad you love them. Yes, again, as always, just less than I want to happen. In every regard.
That should be on the series DVD box.
That's the kindest
less
hot
than
take.
I want to happen.
Less than I want to happen happens in every regard. And what's impressive is, you know, I keep begging for more Elizabeth and Jack. Jack gives Elizabeth a published book with his illustrations, and it's still not enough for me. Like, I just want more of them. Very kind, sweet gesture. Fantastic. More of that, please. I just keep going back to this fact in my mind that you have these two dynamic characters that just pop on screen, and we spent 40 minutes on a made-up bear.
That's right.
That's a bummer. Rawr. I continue to be somewhat intrigued by the railroad and where we'll go with it. But again, not enough happens with that for part progress.
I have one good thing to say about this episode. One, I do legitimately have one thing. Abigail, I like that they moved her to mayor. Because that is a more interesting use of her character.
I'm still confused as to how she gets to stay mayor if Henry Gowan is...
He's under investigation, Dan.
But once he gets not under investigation...
Then he will always be under investigation.
No, they're going to keep him under investigation.
That's what happens.
He will probably be under investigation until his term is up, and then they will run against each other.
What they are doing with Abigail's character is more interesting than her running the bakery. It's also... The bakery or cafe or whatever it is somehow more boring every week. And adding Pascal Hutton's character to it doesn't make it any more interesting.
Yeah. I just less than I want to happens. Yeah. And that's just kind of where we are.
So on Mondays, sometimes we'll go grab something to eat and I take a car seat out of the back of my car so that you guys can sit back there. And my car is old Santa Fe. It has leather seats. Well, I was having to put that car seat back in. And the little clicker was broken. So I had to like try to figure out how to pull up on the and then put it in and then close it. And it was like 100 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And I pinched my finger.
This was today?
No, this was last Monday.
Oh, wow.
And I was sweating profusely. Yeah. I'm outside. Kids are getting ready to get picked up.
Oh.
And I pinched my finger. I couldn't get it in. And that was a preferable situation moment to what I just watched. I don't know how else to say this. The bear was fake, and I was still pulling for him. The fictional bear coming to rip the town to shreds. I was begging, dear Lord, please let this bear be real. Please let Robert not be a liar so the bear comes to town and we have something exciting to do or say. I don't know. I don't know where you get the audacity to put this together and call it television. It is beyond me. It has escaped me. There is a scene to end this episode where they vote and we're on pins and needles because it was the first thing that had happened that felt like it mattered in what felt like years on this show.
Yes.
To preface that scene, the rest of the episode was basically a previously on episode with Jed and his land and Robert acting like there was a bear so he could get all the acclaim that goes along with that. It's a terrible episode of television. I hated every last drop of it. I'd love to see a bear come and rip it to shreds.
The episode?
Yeah, the town.
Like the file?
The town.
The MP4?
Not the episode.
You would love it. Jack's running out there, and all of a sudden Bear just
mauls him. Yeah,
Elizabeth
for sure.
Is like, no! Yeah,
Bear. All of them. None of them deserve to live.
At one point, water took him down. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. That weird mine, the weird flood.
The landslide.
Yeah.
That was the season three finale.
That's right.
Hey, is Chesapeake Shores considered any good?
Is Chesapeake Shores considered any
Does
good?
Does it have Jesse Metcalf in it?
Yes. It does. It does.
He sings that song in the preview where he's just like strumming.
It also
on
has Amelia Ullerup in it, who we love.
We love Amelia Ullerup. Is she still in it?
I think so.
Oh, I thought she was done with it.
Who else?
She might
is in
be
there?
Done.
I don't know. Seems a popular.
Treat Williams.
Treat. Come on.
You see, that might be a
still doesn't
show.
Outweigh Jesse Metcalf.
Yeah, that's true.
I have to imagine Chesapeake Shores has more going for it.
The Wind Calls the Heart. Yes. No.
Jesse Metcalf, man.
Jesse Metcalf.
Welcome to the jungle. It's time for all the feels. We'll share exactly how he felt about
Don't
this
skip
episode.
Me. I have feels. Don't skip me. I have feels.
You share how he felt with the feels.
The vote was the most tense that I had felt in this show for a long time. And immediately brought upon disappointment. At least they made Abigail have to choose.
I said specifically what was going to happen. When
and you were right.
Counting.
And you were right.
I was like, oh, they're going to make Abigail choose. Of course.
And that's what happened.
Yeah. Mine is the little book with the illustrations. It was a very sweet gesture. And so kudos to Jack. Dan, you said don't skip you. You have something?
I do. I was thrilled that we got a third party outside of Hope Valley to confirm that Elizabeth Book sucks.
Oh.
Picked the wrong time to drink water. Almost got a spit take.
All right, we're going to break. Maybe I don't know.
I mean, I knew it was bad. You knew it was. We all knew the book was bad. But to have someone out there say, this book is certifiably not good, didn't that feel like you felt some vindication?
I don't know that it's bad.
I love Elizabeth. I don't want her heart
No. I love Elizabeth, too. I just want to be clear. We've heard the narrations from her book.
Oh, no. They're not good.
Yeah.
She's not. But.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, did you hear about this? The Zambonis are back in.
No.
Oh, my goodness. They let him back in?
They let him back in.
Man, you're kidding me.
I thought it was going to be a lifetime ban for sure.
No, they let him back in.
That's crazy.
Only 2 years after the incident.
Unbelievable.
I would have never
let Kurt back in? Kurt Zamboni?
They let Kurt Zamboni back in.
I just thought I'd never see the day.
Sarah?
Sarah Zamboni back in. Sarah Z.
After she was the worst one.
Yeah. They let all the Zambonis back in. Every one of them.
I mean, if Kurt and Sarah back in, I think they're all in. Right,
of course.
We can agree with that.
It's time for the wait. What is the part of the show we're talking about?
They didn't let Zig in, did they? Zig Zamboni?
I told you they let all the
No way did Zig get in.
They were trying to smooth things over, though.
Yeah. Zig still
Zig is
in like
Zig is
five.
Out for six more months.
Okay.
But it's only six more months. It's not lifetime, which is still.
Wow.
Not a lifetime ban for Zig.
It's time for wait. What is the part of the show we talk about? What in this episode gave us the wait what's? Panda.
The people who are getting ready to take old Jed. Property say they set up camp.
Next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. I don't know who the joke's for. I don't know. The railroad came into town one day. Said, "Hey Jed, why don't you get paid?"
It just works.
Next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Go ahead.
And
all
they
of our
say
listeners
that,
under 50. I'm sorry.
Hey, I got it.
Yeah, I know.
We all got it.
That's true.
I mean, Panda, obviously.
Yeah, no, of course. That's prime time for him.
All right, guys.
Cement ponds.
They set up camp, and then the day before and the next day, they built an entire log cabin, little shed.
Nailed it.
How'd they do it in a day? I just want to know. Finally, Elizabeth says in front of the train people, she goes, "We're going to call their bluff." I think that's a tactical mistake. seems to me ill-advised to say that.
You could easily do that scene with just saying, "I told Jed the town wouldn't take his land away from him. If he doesn't want to move, he doesn't have to." And it was Abigail, not Elizabeth. You said Elizabeth said
it. Whatever. Abigail said it. It doesn't matter.
You can say all of the things without saying, we're going to call your bluff, mister. Like, yeah.
That just makes people mad.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, well, you could call my bluff, but now I'm definitely not going to do it. That's why that would be my entire mindset. Sure. Like, sure.
I am, listen, my feels were the book and the illustration, which was very sweet. But this does put Elizabeth in a very sticky situation where she will continue to take this book to publishers. Mm. And then, you know, one day a publisher will say, I want that. And then, she's going to be forced to be like,
You want the drawings too?
That's a sticky situation to be in for a first-time author with the illustrations attached that she didn't ask for.
As first-time authors, we didn't ask for any illustrations.
No. They well, we? No.
Okay. I demanded them.
You did. What did you do? Anything you drew that you wanted?
Yeah, I drew a couple things. It'll be in there.
Okay, good. It's good to know.
The voting process here in this town is an interesting one. It's not, no one's in private here. Yeah. The stand-in look around. Ballot. There's no like close your eyes, bow your head. Listen
to the way God intended. Amen.
Amen. But I will say this, there are more than just the, Abigail who didn't vote. The people counting, they didn't vote.
Gowan
didn't vote.
He's under investigation. I'm going to be clear.
So I guess that takes him out. But there are other people that are standing around that have not voted.
That didn't vote. Could have easily broken the tie.
Unless they're also counting. And then themselves. It goes to Gowan. Yeah. Unless they're counting themselves. But how do they know?
They both said both sides were tied. So they knew. They talked beforehand.
They talked. And here's said, where I'm going.
Here, I'm over there.
And you tie, you die.
You tie, you die.
You die.
Exactly right.
3-2-1.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And I guess the only other question I have is how is Hall Monitor or whatever chosen? She's picked.
It's a weekly thing.
It's a weekly.
It's like line leader or whatever.
Stick them up. Yeah. All right, then go ahead.
Weekly, stick them up. They go to put out the fire of the building that just started.
Who started the fire?
I didn't start the fire.
We didn't start it. I know that. The three of us had nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. There are. Bill Avery arrives on the scene.
How long? And since the world has been turning.
It's been burning since the world's been turning.
I know that's surprising because it was just put up. The fire was more of an idea at first.
Really?
Yeah.
Are there any people involved?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Like is Harry Truman?
Harry Truman.
Doris Day?
Yes.
Johnny Ray? Walter Ritchell?
Yes.
Joe DiMaggio?
Yes. All of them are involved.
Joe McCartney, Richard Nixon?
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe?
Yes. Any more you can remember?
I can do all of them. Rosenberg? Sugar Ray? Sugar Ray gets in there, but it's Sugar Ray Leonard, different Sugar Ray. The wrong one. Brando?
Hey.
Eisenhower? Marciano? Liberace?
What was impressive is was you did some of them out of order, which is an impressive feat.
I was trying to do them in order as best I could. Yeah. There's a fire, and it's not. We didn't start it. We already did that bit. And Bill Avery gets there to put out the fire, and there's no running water. But lucky for him, there is a line of buckets that have been filled with water to the brim for them to throw. So I just don't. Did someone see the fire and go, you know what I'll do? I'll fill up a bunch of buckets of water and then walk away. Do they keep the buckets there filled with water? Because I don't see a well in sight. Someone just left a bunch of buckets of water there in case there was a fire. I just, maybe that'll be answered in the next episode when we figure out who started the fire. But I don't know.
We didn't.
We didn't. And that's
one final clarification. True. We did not.
Is that it, Dana?
That's it.
Yes. Fantastic. Yeah. It's time for the Hill of Hopes and Valleys part of the show. We talk about things that have given us hope for the future and or bummed us out. Panda.
I'm looking forward to Gowan trying to take back the mayorship and and Abigail really fighting him for it. And then they're just duking it out. And it splits the town. There's a real
schism.
There's a schism because Gowan's over here wanting to make the town thrive with the train and business. And Abigail over here is fighting for the little guy. And the town split over it. And it really causes the cafe to suffer because no one's willing to frequent it. anymore because that's Abigail's thing. And it just, and Jack and Elizabeth are at odds with one another because Jack is like, I think the railroad would be good. And it splits Pascal Hutton. It would be awesome.
I hate to just harsh your buzz here, but you're describing a good television show.
Okay.
And that's not going to happen here. It's just not. I'm sorry. It would be great if it did, but I think it's not.
That's going to happen.
You've thought a lot of things.
Pascal is going to be on the side of the little guy.
Call the hope for a reason, Dan.
And then Mr. Train Man, I forget her husband's name, but now Lee.
Yeah.
Lee is going to be
Mr. Train Man.
For the trains and the railroads.
Give me your rails.
I don't know. No.
I liked it.
Was that it?
Yeah. That's my hope.
Do you have any Valley?
No way.
None of that's going to happen.
My hope is that I had it and I lost it. Dan, go ahead.
I have no hopes. I have two valleys. One is Gowan. He's still a murderer. And second of all, every relationship on When Calls the Heart, by comparison, moves at light speed compared to Jack and Elizabeth. And it's starting to really bum me out. Like, Lee and Rosemary are characters that weren't introduced until after Jack and Elizabeth were together. They are married and having marital spats. Why is it taking forever for Jack and Elizabeth to move forward with their relationship? It is absurd. We are over a third done with season four. Jack's a goner in season five. What are we doing right now? Why is every other relationship, even her step half daughter-in-law or whatever, Abigail's, her relationship's moving along quicker.
They'll get married next before
it's crazy.
It's insane.
Like, it is, I mean, the one thing that we all agree works on this show is Jack and Elizabeth, and they have just slowed that down to an absolute crawl.
It's bad.
It's inexcusable. Double Valley.
My hope.
Double Valley, damn.
My hope is. Based off of where this show takes place, the likelihood of a bear showing up is very high. So my hope is that a bear shows up and Robert is finally...
Got him.
Robert's able to be like, you know what? I wasn't lying.
I told you.
I know I said I came out, I was lying, but you know what? I wasn't. There's the bear because we live up in Canada.
But no one listens to him this time and they all get mauled.
That's exactly right.
Ooh, yeah, now we're talking.
And that's the...
Boy who cried wolf. I always thought that tale... wasn't that big of a deal. Like, yeah, the guy's lying, hear me out, right? And then finally the wolf comes and the boy cries wolf and everyone's like, ha ha ha. And then the town, is it the whole town that gets eaten?
Yes.
Or just the boy?
I think a good bit of people die in that one.
Well,
yeah,
but,
yeah, in the boy cry wolf, there's human death because no one believes him because he's too busy up there crying wolf every other second.
Yeah, but it was just like, yeah, Serge, you're right. Like,
this is, it doesn't serve the people that died, right?
No, the boy, right. But I didn't think it was as, I've always thought that.
What do you mean you don't think it's a big deal?
I just don't think, it was one of those stories.
This is a case where you weren't listening. And
no.
You had stopped and thought the boy just lost
the flock.
No, this
is a case of Panda's a compulsive liar and he.
Yes.
I
thought that tale was always A, fairly entertaining, and B, I thought the boy was the only one who got eaten up.
I think the tale's supposed to be interesting.
The tale's fascinating. It was my favorite one as a little kid.
Smolder alert?
Two.
Four for me. He gives her the book. He's got some smolder there. Four for me.
Five and a dime.
Five and a dime.
Pocket watch?
Half a million smackers.
No.
Pocket watch is a no.
No.
Shepherd's pie?
No.
No.
Wow. That's
shocking.
Mm.
Who do we have today on What's Calling My Heart?
We've got Elizabeth Cullen emailing
in. Oh, I know her.
To hello@deckthehallmark.com. Tell us what's calling your heart. Hey guys, congratulations on surviving another episode of When Calls the Heart. Funny enough, your coverage of When Calls the Heart is what brings me to what's been calling my heart these days. Your continued perseverance in the face of epically challenging TV has helped me rake in the money betting pools on the Double Decker Facebook page. If there are
betting pools,
somebody give me the high sign. Do something to let your boy Dan know, and I'll do some things. We can work out a split. Sorry to say, your continued misery is funding my epic Hawaiian vacation plans. Okay. So continue to soldier on in misery, gents. Keep it up, and maybe I'll send you a number one pineapple trophy from the Big Island. Aloha. The other thing calling my heart would have to be Bramblefest.
Hey!
Oh! Live shows, Christmas scavenger hunt, an evening at Fitzy's.
Woo!
We're going to get together at Fitzy's, guys. It's all above board. Everything's in front. How can that not be awesome? And I'm not saying I've heard anything, but I'm pretty sure shenanigans will ensue. Can't wait to see you in September. Wait, isn't that a song, Elizabeth? Wake me up when September ends is a song.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe
why don't you Google it?
Can't, is it, I see you in September. Is that it?
No.
That's not the song?
I don't think so.
Yeah, man, Bramblefest coming right up. You can still get your ticket. There's still a handful of them for the in-person and then unlimited for...
See You in September is a song by The Happenings.
There you go.
Oh,
The Happenings, the Mark Wahlberg movie.
Classic.
You can get your virtual ticket. Those are unlimited, so you can grab those and join us. History, historian making a comeback. Live Yo Gavel Gavel.
Take the day off.
Watching
a movie together.
It's going to be so much fun.
Can't wait.
Special guests.
That's right. And celebrating the release of the book, which is all going to be wonderful. And we're going to be doing it safely. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Guys, until is next Benny one. Coming?
Benny may or may not be there. Still, word's still out.
I said safely. So
safely. Yeah, so probably no.
Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.